This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. I want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, time for the Daily Ticker. We had two stops to make. One was just added on the fly there during the commercial break, so we'll make that in a few minutes. But joining us now on the MVPHomeLoans.com Guild Hotline is Scott Agnes of The Athletic, covering the Indiana Pacers, who are in town tonight to take on the Portland Trail Blazers. Scott, thanks for taking a couple minutes with us, man. We appreciate it. The Pacers, since Oladipo went down, have been interesting. They kept winning without him, and then they've kind of come crashing down a little bit to earth without him. 4-6 in their last 4-6 in their last 10, I should say. What do we make of the Pacers, who have the sixth or seventh best record in the NBA right now?
Hey, good to be on with you. I'm digging this weather out here, by the way.
Oh, it's great.
Exactly what we like after some cold temperatures back home in Indianapolis. But as far as what this Pacers team has done, for one, last season was very much about them overachieving. No one, and this even extends to the front office, which you guys would be very familiar with Kevin Pritchard and Chad Buchanan. They all believe that the team overachieved last season to get to the point where they won 48 games. And now, with 12 games left, if they just win six of them, they'll surpass the 50-win mark for the first time in 5 years. And I think the biggest thing why they've been able to do this, for the most part, is because they're not so reliant on one guy like so many teams are. I mean, this is a group that very often will have five, six, and seven guys finish in double figures. And the one guy in particular that has really stepped up for this Pacers team has been Bojan Bogdanović in the absence of Oladipo. And it's not just been his sharpshooting. That's kind of how he's been pigeonholed, right, a little bit throughout the league. But really over the last 2 years, we've seen his game evolve, him get far more comfortable, him attack the basket. You'll see that a lot. And I'll give your listeners a hint. Look for the first play. I can almost guarantee you it'll go on the right block to Bojan Bogdanović. No team ever is aware of that, which is pretty hilarious.
I mean, we haven't seen these teams match up since all the way back in October, and obviously so much has changed for both of them since then. And then for Portland this weekend, I mean, losing their number two guy in TJ McCollum, and we'll see what the long-term status is there. But you think Indiana's maybe licking their lips a little bit, knowing that Portland's coming in off of a loss, even though I know Indiana lost this weekend as well, but off of a loss and then they lose CJ McCollum, that's got to be a boost for the Pacers.
Yeah, you would think that, but I think at this point where the Pacers are at, they're so much more concerned about themselves and how they've been playing. They haven't put together a good 48-minute stretch for a couple weeks, I would argue, at this point. I mean, their last two losses on the road, at Philly, a good contender, and then at Denver, certainly a contender. They should have won those games even without Oladipo. The Pacers missed 15 free throws in Philly. They missed 11 the other night in Denver, even not playing a great basketball game. They're at their most grueling point of the season as far as their schedule goes. 8 of 11 on the road, 10 of those teams against playoff teams. So they really have to focus one game at a time. As cliche as that sounds, you really have to on a stretch like this.
Yeah. Scott Agnes, our guest, The Athletic, covers Indiana Pacer basketball. Give him a follow on Twitter. You know, you mentioned a couple guys from Portland. Indiana's kind of Portland light in a way. I mean, Wes Matthews.
I call it Portland East.
Yeah, Portland East. There you go. Wes Matthews chose to sign there after he got out of the New York Knicks situation. You mentioned Pritchard. You mentioned Buchanan, and obviously Nate McMillan, the head coach. What is the future in your mind in the next couple years? I know Oladipo went out with an injury this year. He'll be back next season, and it is a roster of really good role players who play well together. What do you think the future is for Indiana? Do they go try to land a star of some sorts? What is the future there?
Well, to add on to your references, don't forget about assistant coach Bill Baino, yeah, and, of course, Domantas Sabonis, who, yes, was here till, yeah, he was about 4 or 5 years old. And the funny thing with that, guys, is my Lyft driver to practice yesterday, I mean, obviously it's all rumor, but he's like, oh, yeah, we're really trying to get Sabonis back here. He's the hard-nosed type of player we need. So
what?
I always love that for this scutter butt.
Who are his
a little
sources?
Bit, right?
Do you get the sources out of him? Come on.
I know. I found that hilarious and related on to Domas yesterday after practice. But I think the first thing is the Pacers have to decide who on this group do they want to lock up, because the interesting dynamic with this team, and you can kind of contrast it with the Lakers, obviously a much different market, and it's with LeBron. But like them, the Pacers have so many guys, 7 of them, in fact, playing on one-year deals, on contract years, and yet they've still been able to make it work. And so that has been really impressive, I think, for the Pacers this offseason. They have to start with Bojan Bogdanović, see if they can retain his services. I mean, the way he has been playing this season is going to warrant perhaps, I don't know, $15, $16, $17 million per year deal, I suspect. And then Thad Young, while he's getting older, this is the heart and soul of this team. I call him the glue guy, and I think he's really important for them to lock up. Then I think you try to use Vic and try to go get that tier two free agent. You're never going to get that tier one, but if you can get that second guy, which this past season it was so close to being JJ Redick. He said it was on the 5-yard line, in fact, is how he described it, within 5 minutes of signing with the Pacers. If you can get a guy like that, then you're positioning yourself to be a contender in the East, which right now, even if Victor was there, I still don't believe they're a true contender.
Right. You know, Scott, it'd be something interesting to follow on Twitter is City to City just giving us Lyft NBA rumors headlines that you get all the time. I haven't heard that one of getting Babis Sabas back here to Portland, but hey, there's always something City to City. Thanks so much for the time. Scott Agnes of The Athletic covering the Pacers. Enjoy the game tonight, my man, and we'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate it. Good to be on with you.
All right, there we go. Good stuff from Scott Agnes of The Athletic. And then we move on now. We were talking the Oregon Ducks. They got the 12 seed after winning the Pac-12 title against Washington. They take on the 5th-seeded Wisconsin Badgers. And joining us now is the color analyst,
yes,
of Oregon men's basketball. You know him as the voice of Oregon football. He's there with Joey Mack during the basketball season. Jerry Allen joining us on the MVPHomeLoans.com Guild Hotline. Jerry, we said this before you came on, but it feels like the committee told Oregon what they thought of the Pac-12 and their season in general, but also rewarded them a bit with basically kind of a home game against Wisconsin down in San Jose. How do you feel about where they ended up?
Couldn't have been better. You know, it's like going back home because the Ducks played there and were very successful there. And I think it was a little respect for Dana Altman as a head coach. He's one day soon going to be in the Hall of Fame. He's being compared to some of the great ones. So I think his name and what Oregon has done in the past helped. I really do think it helped.
Well, and you mentioned Altman, and he's been on some great runs at Oregon. We know that, but this is one I don't know how many people saw coming. Your best player goes down earlier in the season. You suffer a couple of really heartbreaking losses, games you're blowing big leads. Now here we are, 8 straight wins. They rattle off 4 in a row at the conference tournament. Where does this rank for you in terms of coaching jobs you've seen from Altman?
Well, this is one of the better ones because I'll be honest with you, a lot of us, and I'm talking guys around the team, not necessarily coaches and team, but those who work around them, we're wondering whether or not they get to 500. I mean, it was that kind of a season. No talk of NCAA tournament, but can they get to the NIT? And then Dana did what he does every year. He makes his teams better by the end of the year. He's just such a great teacher. And it took these guys longer. It took them longer to understand what the coaches wanted. Took them longer to learn how to communicate with each other and mature into the team they are. So this is one of his maybe best coaching years.
Jerry Allen joining us now talking Oregon is the 12 seed in the NCAA tournament taking on Wisconsin. If they can win that, they take on the winner of K-State and UC Irvine. I don't know what it would be for you, Jerry, but what was the moment when you maybe inside your own mind just felt this is a completely different Oregon team? They have a shot to make a run like they just made.
Well, I think it was probably that win in Washington. When they did that to a really good Washington team on senior night at Heck Ed, I thought, wow, that's a different team that we've seen. I mean, the loss at UCLA kind of snapped something, but then they turned it around. I mean, that's the point at which they matured and finally got it. And who knows, I'm not even sure Coach understands what the flip of the switch was. But I think that Washington game made me realize, you know what, when they play that way, they can play with just about anybody. The question is, can they keep playing that way? And then with each game that went by, the defense was there. The communication was there. We saw it each game. And so I realized after probably, I don't know if it was when they got through Arizona State or maybe Utah. I think the Utah game is the one that told me in that tournament that, well, okay, these guys, this is consistency. They're here. They're here to stay.
Yeah. Well, now looking at that matchup against Wisconsin, it's one thing to stay hot, you know, when you're playing every day. And that's a grind to go four straight days and win four straight games. But you're getting out there and you're staying in the flow of things. And now you got a couple of travels. You're going home. Now you're going to San Jose, getting a couple of days off. What are you expecting in that game against Wisconsin on Friday?
Well, Wisconsin very well coached, and, you know, they got great history. And dang it, this is the third time we played them on March 22nd.
Right.
You know, what's with the stars and the moon and Neptune all aligning in the same – I don't get it. They don't have the player, you know, the star guy that they had the last two times Oregon played. They're really good, obviously, but they're a beatable team. I think Oregon matches up with them really well. They're not a huge rebounding team, and Oregon's gotten to be that. The way Oregon's playing defense, I like the matchup with Wisconsin. I don't think there's anybody on that team that's going to give Oregon fits.
All right, Jerry, get you out of here on this one. How far do they go in your opinion? How many games do you think they win in the tournament?
Well, I think they get to the Sweet 16. I really do. I'm not going to guess beyond that, but but it wouldn't shock me. I mean, what they've been doing. Defense is the key. When you can play defense, you can play with a lot of teams. If your offense happens to have a good night when you're playing that D, then you're going to beat them. So I put Oregon in the Sweet 16, and I would not be shocked the way they're playing right now if they made it to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, I mean, Virginia there, if you can meet them in the Sweet 16, we've seen Virginia lose to a 16 seed, so you never know. Jerry Allen, color commentator for the Oregon men's basketball team. Oregon, a 12 seed, getting ready for Wisconsin on Friday down in San Jose. Jerry, enjoy the time down there. Enjoy the games, and thanks for joining us last minute.
Hey, always a pleasure, guys. Go Ducks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.